Hey y'all, welcome back to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Naya Perkins. Thank you for tuning in once again. I just wanted to say that I'm back, clearly. But I'm back. And last week, actually, let me say this. I'm back and I really am here to stay. I say that multiple times. I have said that multiple times, but I really do feel like this is me being real with myself. And also hold myself accountable for everything that I put myself in position to do, everything that's attached to my name. I'm going to hold myself more accountable. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be done. So I have a special co-host today, which is my son, who you are going to hear in the background. Because with everything that is going on in my life, I almost did not do something that I love to do, which is podcasting. And that ain't right. And it's not like I didn't have the time or I could not have set aside the time or whatever. Long story short, it don't matter. But I should have. Here we are. Anyway, let's recap back on last Monday. I was having a crazy Monday. And it was like a shit show, and I was being very open and vulnerable with everyone. And this was my second time doing this recording, because the first one I felt like I was being way too open. But now I know, like, if you're not gonna be authentic, why you gonna do it? Like, why you not gonna do it if you're not gonna be yourself? So it is what it is. And this is my journey, so let's get into it. But Monday, I told y'all that I didn't get a position that I wanted. And Tuesday, I opened my email to a position that I had forgotten about. So I actually was forever grateful for that. I don't have to leave out of my home. I can work from home for that. So that's absolutely beautiful, because I really don't dream of being in the office. Like, I love my freedom, and I'm willing to sacrifice whatever for that. Like, literally whatever, until it counts the most. I'm willing to sacrifice for that. So it's not me sacrificing for my family, or me sacrificing these things for money, whatever the case is. Like, I'm sacrificing it for myself, for my own sanity, because this is what makes me happy. So the next day, like I said, I got offered a position that I had forgotten about. So now it's actually like double the money, and look at that. Like, it would have been more money than the position that I was, Lord have mercy. It would have been more than just the one position that I was looking for from Monday. So that's a beautiful thing and a blessing, and it's really grind season. Like, I know it's the summer and everybody like grind all winter, child all summer, whatever the case is, but right now we just doing both. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to grind and I want to shine. But yeah, and I will shine, and I just want everybody to know that shining don't mean designer and fancy and lavish stuff. Like, shining is shining. Like, I'm doing way better than I was doing. I'm enjoying life more than I was enjoying it. So that's what I mean by shining. But also on Tuesday, which was the following day, one of my old childhood friends actually got in contact with me, and we discussed some things to work on our sisterhood. So that was a beautiful thing. And then Wednesday, I went to a farmer's market. I only went to get these donuts, but turns out it was like a lot of stuff at the farmer's market, and I forgot, like, for a second that these little things, you really have to make time for those small moments. I actually had that sign in my house, and well, in my apartment, whatever, like I said, in my house. and what do I want to say? you really do have to make time for those little moments, because those little moments like that is what brought me like a lot of joy. Like, I went to the farmer's market. We got these good donuts. We got some good like oven brick pizza. We got oyster mushrooms. We got like, oh my gosh, we got so many mushrooms for a decent price. And it's like Whole Foods will have you like, damn. Like, it's no way I would have got all of this from Whole Foods. But we got some good mushrooms. We got some good produce. What else did we get? We got some of this lemonade from this man. We got some microgreens from this couple. What else did we get? Oh, we got some seasoning from this chef. We got some seasoning from him, and it was like so good. And then we like put it on. It's very versatile. I would say all-purpose seasoning. It definitely is an all-purpose seasoning salt, but that was good. And it's going on until November. It's like from April to November, and I'm just like, damn, these people, they get to come and brought, you know, like they do this every Wednesday until November. That's a lot of damn months. It's a lot of Wednesdays to prepare and get ready for. And I was like, dang, I should just come out here every Wednesday and just make this tradition, you know. Like, of course I wouldn't eat crazy throughout the week, but I would make it like my Wednesdays is, you know. But anyway, y'all, we went to the farmer's market on Wednesday. Thursday, I believe we chilled, something like that, of that nature. Friday is when we actually, I mean, like a very nice dinner. I believe we chilled some more. Friday, I actually went to the, I went to the movies Friday. I went to the movies to see Little Mermaid. I went to the movies to see, was that Friday? Let's head to the site. Yes, I went to the movies to see Little Mermaid. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, that little thing is loud. But I went to the movies Friday spontaneously with one of my good sis. And we were about to go see the Little Mermaid in Richmond. Now, we are both moms. When she asked me to do this, mind you, y'all, I live an hour and a half from Richmond. So, it's like doing spontaneous things like that means a lot when you're momming and lifing. And you forget, like, all you got to do is pay $10 to go to the movies and just, like, you know, have a piece of mind, have a piece of time to yourself. So, we did that on Friday. And then Saturday, my grandparents came and we chilled and we hung out. And it was also Manny Mabel's 3-year anniversary. So we actually had a nice night in. Then Sunday, we went to brunch with my grandparents and then came back to my house and played some games. And now here we are. Today is Monday. I start a new position next week, so I have to get ready for that. And it's the first of the month. It's the first of the month. So, you know, that's when I do a lot of my planning financially or whatever the case is. And I almost felt bad about spending the money that I did spend for the month of May. But I ain't here to dwell on that. It's May 29th. Which means we got 2 days. 2 days in May is over. So I got a whole nother 30 days to worry about, you know. So, yeah, don't eat that, but I am just in a great, I'm in a great space in life, but I know that there's so much more, and I'm just ready to be in a better space, you know, and that is to come. But June is going to be my dirty 30, days, and I am going to be working out, making sure I'm drinking my water, working on myself, staying true to myself and my feelings, really saying what's on my mind or really doing what I feel, so that I won't have to talk about the what ifs or the, you know, like, I don't want to talk about nothing I should have done, I could have done, I would have done. I want to be doing the woods Now, so they're, I'm going to be doing the cuds so that I don't have to worry about the woods, if that makes any sense. But that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm actually in here doing laundry and cleaning the house. And then after laundry and the house is clean, I'm going to go and read and chill and get ready for the week. I feel like you'll end the week off as strong as you started. So, I am going to do that. But, I did want to touch bases about friendship. And are they worth getting back? Like, are friendships really worth getting back? Like, we were friends for so long, for so many years, you know? And it's just like, I don't even know. Like, I want to say some things shouldn't have been done, or some things should not have been said, or whatever the case is. But we are humans, and life is life. And if you can work on your relationship, you know, after some things, or I don't know how I want to explain this, y'all, but I'm so zero tolerant. I'm so zero tolerant. It don't make no sense. Like, I feel like I don't be doing wrong to people. And I'm not saying, like, I'm the perfect person or anything like that. But it's, like, a lot of things that get done to me, it's like, damn, I would not have done that to you. So, what the heck? So, that's why I'm just, like, so big on friendship. Because it's just, like, damn, I don't want people around me that would do something like that, that I wouldn't do to them. But then you have to think, like, everybody is not you. How can you get mad at somebody for not being you? You know? They're not you. You can't tell them how to act, or, you know, tell them what to do, what they should have done or could have done, whatever the case is. You gotta just, you know, shoot, I don't even know. But that's why I just been like, you know, I don't know. I try not to hold grudges, but I do be holding grudges. I did. But yeah. And I think that's why I be searching for friends or relationships or new people. Not like searching, but I'm always open to hanging around, you know, people, because sometimes it's not about the people in your life that you already, like, came across. Sometimes it's the people that you have yet to come across that's really going to make a difference. So, yeah, I've been thinking about that as I get in contact with my old friends. I actually got in contact with two of my childhood friends this weekend. And then, like, I called one of my friend's daughters and for her birthday. And she had asked her mother, who was that, you know? And I've been in this little girl life since she was a baby. Like, there when she was first born. But, of course, I moved. I'm not the biggest phone person. And that spoke a lot of value to me. Like, damn, she don't even know who I am. I don't know whose fault that is. But also, should that be a big wake-up call to how our relationship is? Like, should we really throw this in the trash? Or maybe I should just send her daughter, like, a gift in the mail or something versus calling her. Because it's just, like, she don't know me. I don't know her at this point. So, I don't know. And I know she's just a little girl. But it just speaks volume on the adult friendship. Not her, more say. You know, I ain't mad at her. But, I don't know, y'all. I really don't know. Are friendships worth fighting for? I do. Actually, that's not the question that I have, because I know that some are. But then I'm just like, some aren't. Some really aren't. But yes, y'all. That is my rant for this Monday. I have not I have not set any goals for this week that I wanted to, like, take care of. Actually, I do have some things that I could take care of. So, I gotta figure that out. So, actually, never mind. I do have some things that I can work on. Also, I really want to hold myself accountable to working out at least 5 times this week. I don't know if that's a bit much, but... okay, maybe like 3 times. I want to hold myself accountable to working out at least 3 times. I'm going on a walk every day or something like that. But they said the good way to start a habit is to do something for like 2 minutes. Get dressed. Or I think they said you really got to start like small and then build up. Like if you want to go to the gym, like that's one of your goals. Get dressed for the gym, but don't go. Or get dressed and go to the gym. But don't go in. And then next time, go in for 2. It was something crazy. But I'm going to read and then tap into that. But I hope that everybody is having a good Memorial Day. Even though I'm not close to anyone who served in the military. And also, I have not heard about one cookout. That's another reason why I'm just like, damn. Not one cookout. But... we are the new adults, so, yeah. But anywho, y'all, happy Monday. 4-day work week for those who have a Monday through Friday schedule. Are you going to say bye? No? Anyway, I will see. I will check in with y'all next Monday, and hopefully, even though every day is good news, hopefully I have, like, some real, real good news. I'm going to just speak that into existence. We got real, real good news coming next Monday. So, every Monday is only to get better. Every day is only to get better because it took less. It took, like, 24 hours for me to, 24 hours? Yeah, it took 24 hours for my day to turn around from, not getting the job that I wanted to, the position that I wanted to be in. So, yeah. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. And that's all I have for everyone today. See y'all next week.